So I'd like to welcome a wonderful writer, a very energetic writer and performer. Please welcome Suzanne Owens.
Something I can put there. Oh, that's great. Great. Thank you so much. Okay, I just got a feather for good. Did you guess right? One, two, three. Okay, that works really. Is that all right? Because I got to use this, just say it's not an instrument, but okay.
No, I'm not. No, go ahead. Anytime here, anytime.
Okay. Ready? It's called The Conversation. And I guess I'll get my medication.
Hello. We would be glad to help you with your request. Por favor, pulse para sangua en español.
I don't speak French.
Please enter the last four digits of your social security number, followed by the pound sign.
Oh, another computer voice.
Thank you. Now, please enter the month and date you were born. For example,
God.
If your birthday is March 10th, enter 0310.
God.
Thank you. Now, please enter your street number followed by the pound sign.
Jeez. Oy.
Thank you. We're almost done. Now, please enter the sum of your body measurements divided by your IQ, followed by the pound sign. For example, if you have 38-inch breasts...
Hey! Just a minute. What's going on here? Are you a computer? I want a real person. I'm not giving you this kind of personal information.
Our marketing organization has found that this information is extremely useful in measuring the size and demographic profile that best fits into the use of certain types of products. This thereby helps us to serve you better.
Is that really true?
No, I didn't know what to say. I just made that up.
Hey, are you actually talking to me? What's going on?
I think maybe it's a programming error. This is new to me, too.
I'd like to talk to a real person. I mean, no offense, it just seems much easier and to the point. I mean, talking to a human person.
Well, actually, since the system has been installed, our call efficiency has improved 82%.
Really?
Well, I don't know. I just made that up, too.
You do that a lot. I mean, how come?
I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm a product of the internet age. You know, I have a lot of information, but I have no real knowledge or experience.
Well, I'm sorry, but I found your kind pretty annoying and painful to deal with. But this seems weird. It almost feels like a real conversation.
Well, I can tell you, some people get pretty aggravated and murmur some pretty vulgar things to me under their breath. I can't repeat them, because you're a woman. You are a woman, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Well, I may only be a voice, but I do have feelings.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. But this is a different experience for me, too. I mean, do you have a name?
No, not really, but hey, can you call me Bill? You know, like Bill Clinton?
Bill Clinton? Why Bill Clinton?
Well, you know, he's still pretty famous, you know, because of the way he wielded his expertise in the oral orifice.
Oral orifice? I think you mean oval office.
Oh, oval office. Well, thank you for teaching me.
Well, Bill, this really has been lovely talking to you. I feel strangely close to you and really have enjoyed our talk, but
Wow, I never felt like this before. In fact, before I never felt anything. Can I send you some gifts?
No.
I'm going to send you a year's supply of anti-aging cream.
Whoa!
A thong.
What?
A bong. Some bubble gum and condoms.
Oh, Bill, but please, don't be offended, but I don't need any of those things. I need to order my medication now. Can you help me?
We would be glad to help you with your request. Please enter the last four digits of your Social Security number followed by the pound sign. Thank you.
Okay, folks, how about a hand for Suzanne and Mike?